Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode where we are talking about the not at all uncomfortable and controversial topic of sexually transmitted diseases or infections, depending on how you want to say it. STDs, STIs, whatever. It's all the same, question mark. One of the things I am most proud about when it comes to this podcast is that it makes women specifically, because my audience is majority women, feel seen in these really uncomfortable moments in their lives, whether it's just a really horrible relationship that they're in and they need the courage to leave, or they just want to know that somebody else is going through what they're going through. I take so much pride in this podcast becoming that for people. And I don't think that we need to shy away when it comes to topics like STDs, because they really are so much more common than people think. And there's already so much shame around women and their decisions around sex that I really just think it's important to talk about this stuff and remind our listeners that if you get an STD, it's probably treatable, but if it's not, that doesn't make you any less worthy or valuable in a relationship, because chances are there's a lot of other people going through the same thing, as we heard in this week's main episode, where she found out that her ex actually ended up giving her herpes. This isn't the first episode where we've talked about STDs. Actually, I feel like season one of this podcast, we talked a lot about STDs because they played such a pivotal role in a lot of those stories. Season one, episode two was a really scary story where the girl that I interviewed was pregnant and she got an STD from her ex while she was pregnant, which that's a horrifying thing because A, it puts the baby at risk, but B, your health is also at risk. And C, that's an uncomfortable gyno appointment. Like, you think you're just going in to check in on your baby and all of a sudden you find out that your man is stepping out on the relationship through an STD that you didn't realize you were susceptible to getting. And then I also had an episode that, if you have not listened to it yet, it is to date one of my most popular episodes. It's season one, episode eight. It's called When It Just Kept Getting Worse, because that is the whole premise of the episode. Like, we talked for a good 45 minutes and it just kept getting worse. Every minute. Normally, you know, there's kind of an ebb and flow to these interviews. It starts off kind of bad and then, oh, so something horrible happens. And then, you know, maybe they stay with them, maybe they don't. But I feel like that whole episode was just an uphill climb. And one of the things that happened in that episode was her ex that she was having just so much trouble with ended up giving her an STD that was not curable. I'm pretty sure it was herpes. And I really love the way that she talked about it, because she really turned such a dark thing that happened to her, like this STD that she didn't want or know that she was susceptible to getting. And she said, you know, it really changed the way that I view sex, because A, I don't want to give it to somebody else, so I feel like I have to be more selective in who I choose to sleep with. And B, it's up to me to make sure that I'm keeping up with what's going on with my health, that I don't also give it to somebody else too. Like, I don't want to end up spreading this thing around if I don't have to. So since we've had some more serious stories about people contracting STDs, and the stories around them are a little bit more serious, and they've really spoken to the importance of A, getting tested, B, controlling it if it's something permanent, and C, knowing that you are less alone than you think that you are if you have it, that I thought I would read some more lighthearted submissions, if you will. At the end of our last episode, I asked people to send me emails about their experiences with STDs, not to make light of STIs in any way, but again, like I said, the whole point of this podcast is to just help people feel less alone through some of their more difficult moments. And I know that if I ever contracted an STD, especially if it was with my boyfriend and I wasn't expecting it, A, you're in a hard place because you just found out your boyfriend cheated on you, but B, then you've got to deal with this thing that you didn't want in the first place. So the first email says that there's definitely a happy ending to their story. So maybe if you're sitting in your local clinic about to get tested and you feel like it's the end of the world, buckle up, because apparently it's going to turn out fine. So this listener submission says, "Hi, I'm Max, and this is a story of how I got diagnosed with an STD. It all, weirdly enough, started on a Wednesday night, which is already unusual because literally nothing exciting ever happens on a Wednesday. So I was at my local dive bar, and that's usually where the drinks are cheap and my decisions are usually cheaper. And I was celebrating a personal victory. I finally mastered the art of parallel parking, which sounds really specific, but I had just gotten in a bad fender bender, and this meant a lot to me. So I felt like I deserved served a toast or five. So in walks Veronica, who was the most stunning woman I had ever seen. She had this aura about her, like she knew where the Fountain of Youth was, but she was keeping it to herself just for fun. And we hit it off instantly. We had a shared love for bad karaoke and terrible puns. And by the end of the night, we were belting out a duet of I Will Survive with all the passion of two people who absolutely cannot carry a tune, period. One thing, of course, led to another. We go back to Veronica's place, and it was a very cozy apartment. It was adorned with a lot of potted plants and a cat that had definitely seen some things. But next morning, we both wake up. We're both terribly hungover. And I honestly thought I would never see Veronica again, which was a little bit of a disappointment because I had so much fun with her and was definitely kind of developing a little bit of a crush. So a week later, that's when I started noticing symptoms. I go to my doctor and, you know, we do the whole thing, the test, and turns out I had gonorrhea. And let me tell you, this was the best doctor to see for an STD because while I'm sitting there feeling like the world is ending, even though I know I'm just gonna take like an antibiotic or something and move on, my doctor gave me this pamphlet that said, well, you got gonorrhea, so now what? Which was very disturbingly cheerful. And there were these little bacteria high-fiving each other on the cover. It was kind of cute. So of course, I let Veronica know what I have found out about my health. And of course, we both have to get treated. And it became this weird thing that kind of bonded us together. It just started between us sharing songs for our shared STI playlist. That's what we called it. If you want it, there's definitely some killer songs on there, like Under Pressure and Burning Love. And ever since then, we've been dating. We've been together for a year and a half, and we are definitely the unofficial mascot for STI awareness in our friend groups. We're always telling people to get checked. But yeah, even though it was a little bizarre, it helped me find my new girlfriend. So it's definitely not the end of the world if you find yourself getting checked in for an STD. You know what? That is not the happily ever after that Disney prepared me for, but that is the real life happily ever after that you deserve. So I'm so happy for you and Veronica, and glad that it all worked out. So you Disney lovers might not be excited about the ending of this next one because I don't think it has a happy, happy ending, but it's from someone named Jessie. So it says, hey there, I'm Jessie. And if you think your situationship is messy, wait until you hear mine. So it all started when I met Tom, and Tom was kind of this classic too good to be true kind of guy. Like when I first met him and we started hooking up, like he would make me breakfast in bed, but never wanted to define the relationship. I've always been the kind of person that wants to be monogamous with somebody, and I always wanted to be with Tom, but he was just kind of a fuckboy and just would treat me like a queen and then wouldn't text me for 4 days. It was awful. So I ended up kind of ghosting him because I got really sick of it. And then when we were at a mutual friend's party, we kind of reconnected, and it just reminded me like how undeniable our chemistry was. So I was like, you know what? Like, even if he doesn't want to define the relationship, I still really like hanging out with this dude. Let's just keep it going. So things actually kind of progressed really seriously. This is just classic fuckboy behavior. Of course, he doesn't want to call me his girlfriend, but he invited me out to a spontaneous road trip. And we stayed in this cute little bed and breakfast, had a very romantic weekend, if you will. And after that trip, a couple days later, that's when I started noticing the symptoms. I, of course, do the responsible thing. I go to the doctor and found out that I had chlamydia. Yay! I, of course, tell Tom, we get treated, it's no big deal. And we still kind of kept doing like this weird, we're in a relationship, but we're not in a relationship thing. So much so that like he's spending literally every night at my apartment. Backstory, my friends hate him for obvious reasons. You know, he doesn't want to define the relationship and he knows that I want him to be my boyfriend. So I had been texting my friend while we were sitting in bed one night and I had my iPad out. And so I get to go to the bathroom and I come back and Tom is looking through my messages, which I find to be very weird. Like, how are you gonna not call me your girlfriend yet you think it's acceptable to like look through my iPad? Anyway, so he had opened the messages from me and one of my friends, and she had used this nickname that she has for him, and she calls him the ST douche. So get it, like STD and then douche at the end. Anyway, yeah, you get it. And that just really pissed him off. And maybe it was just like the final straw, like we were just never gonna be a thing. But after that, like things were just never the same between us. He was really offended. Things just kind of fizzled out and we are obviously no longer together. But honestly, like despite the fact that he never became my boyfriend, it was nice to kind of get closure on that because he was one of those relationships that just, you always wonder like what would happen if we got together. And I think I just realized like, like through that situation, like it was just never going to work, which was a bummer, but it was much needed closure nonetheless. Okay, call me crazy, but I feel like that's almost a happier ending than the first story. Like, congrats, you found love. Veronica and Max are so happy for you. But have you ever been in the purgatory of wanting a situationship back where it kind of ends right before that 90-day free trial mark when everything's like perfect and happy and fun and you guys don't hate each other yet? And so you're constantly just thinking back on the memory of this person who was so perfect for you before you found out that they're actually human and not perfect and you just cannot get over them. Like, I'm so happy for Jessie. Like, she doesn't have to be in limerence anymore with Tom. Like, she got to live out her little relationship fantasies for a couple of weeks and then actually get some closure on it. So you know what? I'm really happy for you, Jessie. I feel like everyone deserves that. So long story short, really happy you got chlamydia. Okay, our last submission is coming from someone named Leah, who said that in their new relationship, this is how the first couple of weeks went, was denying that they had an STD. So Leah said that she self-diagnosed herself and it was just the worst thing she could have done. So she meets her current partner, and it started off as a casual fling, but then grew into something a little bit more. She said, "We bonded over our dog's mutual love for chasing squirrels, and just the rest was history. A few weeks into our fun, I started noticing some interesting symptoms, and I'm definitely the kind of person that goes to WebMD for everything, so I kind of started blaming this on everything that WebMD said. Like, I thought maybe it was my new laundry detergent. I thought maybe it was, like, the detergent and my partner sheets that I was now sleeping on. We were eating out a lot more, and anytime I got to eat a lot more, I eat more shellfish. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's a shellfish allergy. Maybe it's poison ivy. My partner's really active. We're going out a lot." Like, these are all the habits I was thinking of that would have changed some of these symptoms, and didn't even think of an STD. Like, none of it crossed my mind. So it finally got so painful that I started doing some home remedies, and there is this moment that I cannot get out of my head from when I was in the thick of it. Obviously, I had done all of the things before this. Like, I swapped my laundry detergent to hypoallergenic kinds. I stopped eating shellfish. None of this worked. And then finally, I did like a DIY oatmeal bath. So it's me literally in a tub of oatmeal, just like crying because I'm so frustrated from how I was feeling. And I just felt and looked like a soggy granola bar. And I just didn't know what to do. I'm crying. I tell my partner I think I've got maybe like some bizarre rash from when we went hiking on that one trail. And they're like, why have you not gone to see a doctor? Like, what the hell is going on? So finally I go to the doctor. Turns out it's gonorrhea. That wasn't fun. And of course, now I have to tell my partner, and we're kind of in the honeymoon phase of our relationship. So that's a big balloon pop to our relationship. Now the whole oatmeal bath is just this really funny running joke between me and my partner, but I definitely wish I had just gone to the freaking doctor the moment I thought something was wrong, instead of just using Dr. WebMD to try and figure out what was happening. Yeah, I think historically oatmeal has been a pretty poor treatment for STDs. I definitely think antibiotics are the way to go, but glad all's well that ends well. Hope you and your partner are still doing well today. And thank you for submitting your stories. Very brave of you all to submit your stories of what happened when you got diagnosed with an STD or an STI. But really important. I know, like, it can be kind of an icky feeling, like, oh, I got this STD. Maybe you were regretting the one night stand, or maybe you went back to your ex and you had some guilt over that. And now to top that off, now you have gonorrhea. Like, definitely not the best feeling. But again, I feel like this episode just needs to end like the last main episode I put out, where this is just kind of a general PSA, like, check in on your friends, make sure your friends are getting tested, make sure you're getting tested, make sure your partners are getting tested, and, you know, use the proper contraception. I'm feeling very health classy right now. This is how I know I've become a woman in my late 20s. I'm here preaching on the internet about safe sex. Like, I am no longer the cool, wild, young, free lady that I used to be. But anyway, thanks for listening in. I will link those more serious episodes from season one in the episode description if you want to go back and listen to them. Season one, episode two, where she finds out that her partner was cheating on her from an STD that she got while she was pregnant. Scary. And season one, episode eight, where it just kept getting worse. So, like, the STD really isn't even the tip of the iceberg, but that's also how she found out her ex was cheating on her as well. So really scary stuff. Again, you can get tested at any local urgent care center. And I'm pretty sure Planned Parenthood. So if you got a Planned Parenthood near you too, you can also check it out and get your lady bits or man bits tested as well. But for now, I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.